This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Toronto Star asked a couple of music writers to pick what they think would be the worst songs from the 90s. And I think we need to go through this list and see if we agree with these writers or disagree with these writers.
Okay, and this is no particular order. They just had different writers gave their suggestions for what they thought were the worst from the 90s. And it kind of does run the gamut of all genres. So you ready for the first one?
I can't wait.
I'll be shocked if anybody liked this song, but let's find out.
If it hadn't been forgotten, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where
no.
Did you go?
Sarah's giving a head. Danny's kind of grooving to it, though.
Only because it's, as Taryn would say, a toe tapper by default, but it's really not that great.
It's the BPMs and the bass.
Yeah.
All this makes me think of. And it's Cotton Eye Joe by what, Rednecks?
Sure, yeah. If you say so.
Did you ever go to Seattle Thunderbirds games back when they were at the Key Arena or Mercer Arena?
Of course.
And I think it maybe even happened at Showare for a minute. There was a guy, whenever they would bust into this song, usually in the third period, he would get so fired up that he'd start dancing the aisles and do like a Cotton Eye Joe dance.
The kicks.
Yeah, he'd start kicking. But it would always end with him taking his shirt off, swinging his shirt, and the place would go nuts, and they would kick him out.
What? Yeah.
So it was like he always would wait towards the end of the game, I think, to do it so he wouldn't get kicked out. But it was like that was the entire thing, was just him doing this whole thing. You're like, well, okay, eventually he's going to get kicked out. I'm just waiting for that moment. It was always awesome.
Well, to me, that makes that song a legendary song of the 90s.
So that's part of why I could tolerate that song. It's just because I think about the Thunderbirds.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one I think we're going to... This might bring back some memories of San Diego.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Danny, I don't think you were with us this night because you were trying to be responsible and get a good night's sleep because you were helping run things at the radio convention.
Yeah.
We end up at this place which had, first of all, any place that has fake grass as part of the inside decor, I want to go to. I feel like I'm outside even though we're inside.
Yeah.
Really class the place up.
So then part of it that was like kind of like a sports theme. Then the other part was a karaoke bar.
Yep.
And the karaoke was weird. So I'm in the sports side in the grass hanging out. I'm like, where's Taryn and where's Sarah? So I go in there and there's like four people. One of them, the DJ. The other one, the guy that's singing this song.
Okay.
And the other two are Sarah and Taryn watching this guy as he's basically serenading them.
Were they twerking?
They were feeling it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call my version of twerking twerking, but Sarah was definitely twerking.
Now, mind you, this guy looked like Shifty Shell Shock on a bad day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he was like getting real low and kind of all up in our grill just singing this song.
It felt like a Wish version of Thunder from...
Oh, yeah.
Thunder from Under, whatever that is.
Thunder from Down Under.
Down Under, there we go, yeah. It was weird, and he was terrible singing.
The whole thing was terrible, really. But Taryn and I were like, we're in this.
We were vibing.
Fun fact, my mom at the wedding that we went to this weekend was trying to tell the kids to go do the floss dance. Oh. But she kept saying, go do the thong dance, everyone.
No.
Loud. And the whole wedding party was looking at her like, what are you talking about? You're telling these kids to go do the thong dance. And she's like, no, I mean the floss.
And then everyone pulls Danny aside, like, we're going to have to kick your mom out.
Yeah. No, well, that's fair.
It's kidding.
She had one margarita, guys.
Dude, the visual, though, I wish you were there. I wish I got video of these two watching this guy serenade him with this terrible song. And I sat through the entire song because I was like, once it ended, though, I think I looked at both and I go, we need to leave.
You're done.
Because this guy thinks there's blood in the water and he's going to be able to get a threesome with you two ladies. So I don't need to be getting into a fight with Shifty Shell Shock.
And you can tell that he had practiced that song before multiple times. He knew the whole thing.
Yeah, but he could barely talk, let alone sing.
He's dong, 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 dong.
It was like his mouth was closed, 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 singing a song, song, song. It was very creepy.
It was.
All right, here's another one of the worst songs from the 90s.
Yeah, no,
blasphemy.
Agree.
Yeah. They should really just get rid of Pearl Jam altogether.
Okay.
I mean, I had this album. I was all about it.
Did you really?
And it's back, baby.
Yeah. Oh,
Creed is back.
I'm now part of the Creed Resurgence fan club. Like, I did not care about Creed, mainly because I am a Pearl Jam fan. I was like, screw those guys. Yeah. I want to see these guys. I've seen them live before, and they were never bad. But I want to see them so bad so I could bring a group of friends and we could all hold each other when they sing One Last Breath and just, like, spelt it out. I know a few of my friends that are totally down for this, too. I bet you're in.
I'm in.
That's a good one. All right, you want to do one more?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. So I'd say three of the four I agree with.
Yeah. I mean, I could go the rest of my life not hearing this song.
I was obsessed with this song when I was, like, three.
Did you have a mullet?
No, I wanted one. I don't know. My mom was a country, like a 90s country person, so she would always just, and I was like 3 years old, just grooving to this. I don't like it now.
Country Danny.
I feel like Sarah was dancing to this when she was younger.
Absolutely not. I was always dancing to the thong song, Steve.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, one more real quick.
Oh, no.
What? I love this song.
This is a good one.
Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas on that list.
I mean, a power couple right there.
This song was massive. Give
me a heart, make it real, and let's forget about it.
Do you remember the guy who looked like Rob Thomas that was from around here?
No.
There
he was
a dude,
doppelganger?
He was a spitting image of Rob Thomas, and he milked it. Like, he even dressed like Rob Thomas. Sure. So, like, wherever you went, people were like, I saw Rob Thomas at Bumbershoot. And we're like, no, that was just Chuck. He looks like Rob Thomas. But, like, he was milking it, taking pictures with people.
Yeah, I would do.
The ladies love Rob Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure he was able to turn it into a couple of, like, nightcaps.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.